open our meeting with a moment of silent meditation, and then we'll pray together our serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. My name is Joe Clements. I'm a member of the Vibrator Group of Alcoholics Anonymous because I too am powerless over alcohol. I'm sober today by the grace of God, and this program, because it works for me on a daily basis. I have the privilege and the pleasure of serving as your state chairman for the year 1970-71. And I will appreciate and encourage all the help, the criticisms, the suggestions that the state office can receive from you because you are the assembly. Now, the purpose of this workshop this morning is simply a sharing session in which we, the people who have been asked to serve in some capacity, will be able to become better informed and will be armed with the knowledge to carry it back to your group so that we can perpetuate the fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous, so that the hand of AA would still be there for the legions of alcoholics that are yet to come. And this is your job as GSRs and committee members from your respective groups and districts. Now, a couple of years ago, we had in January last year and January the year before a similar meeting that covered the duties and responsibilities of the GSR and committee member. But some of the groups elect a GSR every year instead of electing one in the fall of the year to serve concurrently with the delegate's term of office. And so that we would not have an entirely new group of officers coming in every year, you, the assembly, voted to elect only half of your committee members each year. So last year, an odd year, 1969, you were supposed to have had an election for your committee members in the even-numbered districts and zones. And they would take office in January the 1st and serve 70 and 71. And this year of 1970, in the fall of the year, the districts and zones that are odd-numbered would have an election, and they will take office next January, so that half of the committee members will have at least 1 year's experience and will have the guidance and the direction that is so vitally needed for the GSRs that are new in their respective jobs. Now, let me read a piece of correspondence that was sent to the committee members and GSRs 2 years ago. This information holds true today and is basically what we're going to try to get across this morning. Now, to the GSRs who are serving their first year, now let me assure you that you'll find this opportunity to serve a truly rewarding one. Now, your group will be looking to you for information and guidance. And sometimes they'll seem to be grateful for your efforts, and other times they might be reluctant to accept the suggestions that have proven to be successful, because we still want to do things our old way sometimes. You're going to catch hell if you do and hell if you don't, and you know the situation. Those of you that are willing to serve, you may as well expect this. But try not to become discouraged. Please be satisfied in knowing that you're trying to do your very best and that you're taking advantage of every opportunity to become better informed servants. Now, you are the most vital link in our chain of service. No matter how much work is done and how much information is made available from GSO and our state office and other sources, if you fail to pass it on and to keep your group informed, then this chain is broken. Now, this is your primary role of service, and if you fail, then we all fail. We will all make mistakes, but I believe this is an evidence of growth. We learn through experience, and many times the experience that we learn is by making mistakes. Now, to the GSRs who are continuing service, I think that this is the time for us to look and reflect upon our efforts during the past year and have an inventory of our group so that we may move ahead and progress during this coming year. Now, many of you GSRs who are serving in your second year will be given the opportunity to serve as committee members next year. So please take advantage of this and every opportunity to become better informed and continue to be willing to serve, because we need your help. Now, to the committee members, we are looking for continuing unity within your respective districts. And it's my hope that each of you will make it a point to visit each group in your zones and districts at least once a month, preferably on a closed meeting night. And do not go as a visitor, but go as a committee member. There'll be times when you as a committee member can speak to a group on a certain subject, and they would accept what you have to say and accept your suggestions and act upon them. Now, however, if the local GSR of that group made the same suggestion, you know what the situation is. Sometimes a group could possibly resent the local GSR, and you might create some animosity or some resentment or some friction. So please help the GSRs in your zones or districts. Help them in these problem areas by giving them the benefit of your experience and the fact that you are a committee member. Now, if you find that you have a GSR within your zone or district who cannot or will not fulfill the duties that's asked of him, please talk this over with the person and see if they are willing to step down and let someone else take the job as GSR who does have the time and who will give up his time and serve as he is expected to. Now, it is also my hope that each committee member will encourage unity within the area by establishing monthly meetings. Now, some of you are doing this and have been doing it for quite some time. Some of you meet bi-monthly. Some of you are not meeting at all in a few areas, a few districts. Now, I believe that if you will try this, and we'll discuss this later in the morning, you'll find this is the best way in the world to know the people within your district and to be able to serve and to function as a committee member. Now, the way this is usually handled, the committee member will get together with the GSRs and set up a schedule, and they'll rotate these monthly meetings and let each group within that district host it. And sometimes they do schedule these meetings at an anniversary or birthday parties, and this is all right, too, if you schedule a GSR meeting 30 minutes or an hour prior to the scheduled open meeting, so that you and the GSRs in that district or zone can get aside in a room and discuss and work out the solutions to any problems you may have and make plans for continuing growth and unity within your district. So if you're not doing this, when we get into our workshop later this morning and start discussing the subject, ask whatever questions or seek whatever information you need to implement district monthly meetings within your district or zone. We always like to speak of the attendance that we have and try to encourage everyone to attend the assembly meetings. We only meet three times a year, and it only takes one day. Now, if you are grateful for what you have found in Alcoholics Anonymous, and you want to express your gratitude for this sobriety, there's only one way that you can do it. That's through love and through service. And if you're asked to serve, and you want to express this gratitude, then you will serve. And when these assembly meetings are held, you will make it a point at the beginning of each year to make the necessary notes and dates and not schedule anything that will prevent your attendance at our assembly meetings. Because without your presence here and without your interest, we are not going to be able to grow within your respective groups, districts, and zones. So let us please try to make every effort in the world to attend all of the assembly meetings. And if you are a committee member, will you please, a week or 10 days prior to the scheduled assembly meeting, will you visit or call or write to every one of the GSRs in your district and let them know that we need their help, we expect their attendance, and we're looking forward to seeing them at the assembly meeting. And if they cannot come, to please have a designated alternate standing by to come and represent them so that every group in the state of Georgia would be represented here at our workshop and at our assembly. Now, I'd like to introduce our delegate and let him speak to you about the letter that was written concerning this particular workshop and sharing session this morning. For those of you who have not met our delegate, his name is Bob Ross, from Atlanta, Georgia. We're looking forward to some great things in AA in Georgia in the next 2 years, and this will come only through the efforts and the cooperation of you people. Bob cannot do it by himself. It's a tremendous job. So give him all the help that you possibly can. Make him feel welcome and let him know that you appreciate what he's going to do with you and for you for the next 2 years. Bob Ross.
Thank you, Joe. I am an alcoholic, and my name is Bob Ross. And this is a new experience for me. This letter that Joe refers to is one that we put a little thought to as far as our first workshop of the season. And as usual, I put a little thought to it. I find out I left a little thought off. I was forgetting the fact that in looking out here this morning, I see a heck of a lot of new faces, which means there are a lot of new GSRs, and I know and have met last night several new committeemen. It's also a first, I think, in the fact that the panels that we're going to have as discussion groups this morning, each are going to be headed or chaired by a past delegate of the state of Georgia. And the higher power was certainly with us, because every one of these past delegates who was asked has been permitted health-wise and travel-wise and time-wise to be here this morning. And for this, I'm most grateful. Most of you know me well enough to know that I base my life and my actions as close as I possibly can strictly around what I call my higher power. I make no decisions without consultation, and I try to make no moves without having him alongside me, and I feel he's alongside in this. So what I had done, I broke the committee members of the state and the GSRs of the state by zones into six groups. And I thought out four questions. And then I took these four questions and I let a couple of alcoholics read the questions. People that I respected their sobriety and their thought. And they said, "You're going to step on a few toes." And I said, "This is fine, because I've had my toes stepped on many a time. And every time that I felt somebody step on my toe, I benefited by it, because I pulled my foot back. It was in the wrong place. And so maybe this will work out." The chairman of these little groups are Joe C., and I'm going to just, if you will make a note of this, Joe will tell you who's in the groups. The group number one is moderated by Joe C., and they will meet in room 944. So make a note. That's all right. And Neely will meet in 943. Clarence R. will meet in 835. Group number four is Jim O'Brien. Will meet in the right rear of this room. Group five, chaired by Lewis Mulheron, will meet in the front of this room right over in here. And group number six, Gene Price will chair that, will meet in room 843. 834. You got 843 on here twice. 834, okay. 834, excuse me, Gene, it's 834. I have to write it down right. Yeah, my room's 834. That's one hour. Why you weren't using it? You had 835 and 834.
834.
Okay. So, Gene, I'll give you the key to my room before you go up. Joe will tell you what area committeemen and what zones or areas the GSR is from will be in these panels. And I'm not going to take any more time about it. All I hope is that you will give some thought to these questions, discuss them thoroughly so that your panel moderator can come back and present them to us after you have your session, and maybe we can all benefit by this. The aim of the questions in my thinking now, and this is my aim for the next year or two, is to try to gain, if at all possible, and I know we have quite a bit now, but to gain, if at all possible, more unity and more participation by you people in the state of Georgia. Because unless you come to assembly and carry back the message to your group, this meeting here 3 times a year is practically wasted. You come here to find the message and to bring questions and find answers to these questions and to take them back. Sometimes this is difficult. Your group might not want to participate as thoroughly as they will, but this is something we're going to work on, and with your help, we'll get worked out. So this afternoon, we'll discuss that a little bit more deeply, but right now, I'm going to turn it back to Joe so he can get these panels set up, and we can get on with this discussion. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Bob.
I want to thank the past delegates and alternate delegate Gene Price for accepting the invitation to come here. And I want to take this opportunity to express my gratitude and appreciation to all the former delegates who came before us to make the way easier for us. And not only that, they stayed to guide us in the right direction. They have remained active in Alcoholics Anonymous. And to these people, we owe a great debt of gratitude. And it makes me feel so good to know that these people are still grateful, are still interested, and are still willing to give and to share and to serve so that we may have the benefit of their experience. And I thank you, all of you, for coming and helping us with this workshop. Now, Bob told you briefly about the assignments. Now, it's going to take a few minutes to do this, and I don't know the best way to do it. I think that I might as well run through it all, because if I call off one group and dismiss them, there's going to be a lot of noise and confusion and walking out, and it's going to disrupt the rest of it. Now, group one would be with me in room 944. Now, listen to the zone and the GSR groups that are supposed to be in room 944. Now, these would be the committee members from zone A, Area 1, Area 7, Area 14. The GSRs from, all the GSRs from Zone F, Area 6, and Area 12. Now, Group 2 will be the Neely Daniels in room 943, and these are the people that are expected to meet with Neely. The committee members from committee member from Zone C, from Area 2, Area 8, and Area 15. All the GSRs in Zone E, Area 5, and Area 11. The next group, 3, headed by Clarence Roberts, will meet in room 835, and that will consist of the committee member of Zone B, Area 3, Area 9, and Area 16. All the GSRs in Zone D, Area 4, and Area 10. Group number 4, headed by Jim O'Brien, will meet in the back of this room here, and it will consist of the committee members of Zone D, Area 4, Area 10, the GSRs from Zone C, Area 3, Area 9, and Area 16. Group number 5, be headed by Lewis Mulherry, and will meet to my left over here, will consist of committee members from Zone E, Area 5, Area 11. All the GSRs from Zone B, B as in Baker, Area 2, Area 8, and Area 15. Group number 6, be headed by Gene Price, and will meet in room 834 and will consist of committee members from Zone F, Area 6, and Area 12. All the GSRs from Zone A, Area 1, Area 7, and Area 14. Now, we're going to be dismissed in just a few minutes and go to our respective rooms. And I would like for us to meet for 1 hour. At the end of that hour, we will have to break and come back to this room here so that we can meet again in an assembled group at 11 o'clock and have 30 minutes for questions and answers conducted by the delegates who are acting as moderator of these panels. We're going to have a question and answer session from 11 to 11:30. So get through with your individual discussions in your rooms so that you can get back down here by 11 o'clock. Now, do we have any questions about who is supposed to go where? Yes?
No.
Yes? The committee member of your district might be in one group, and all your GSRs would be in another group. This was done intentionally.
They will be.
Yes. You'll see. Six is Gene Price in room 834. Now that's a committee member of District 6.
The others are in your group.
All the GSRs are in my group. Now, I read at the beginning, I said the committee members from, and then I said all the GSRs from. So, the committee member is not going to be in the same group with the GSRs from his district. Well, we want your GSRs to find out what they're doing in the other district.
So, for example, when I tell them who you're doing that night.
I just did. Committee member from Zone F, Area 6, and Area 12. All the GSRs from Zone A, Area 1, Area 7, Area 14.
Zone E.
All right, I'm going to have to do it the other way, it looks like. Give me your attention, please. All the names that I call, will you please get up and go to the door quietly? We ain't as well as we thought we were. And it's early in the morning for some of us, isn't it? I want the committee member from Zone A, the committee member from Area 1, the committee member from Area 7, and the committee member from Area 14 to go to the door, please, and stand by the door. I want all the GSRs in Zone F, all the GSRs in Area 6, and all the GSRs in Area 12 to also go and stand by the door. I want the committee member from Zone C to come up here in this corner, the committee member from Area 2, the committee member from Area 8, the committee member from Area 15. Please hold your talking down. All the GSRs from Zone E, Area 5, and Area 11. Meet over here with Neely. Clarence Roberts, will you take yours to the rear of the room, and this will consist of the committee member of Zone B, committee member of Area 3, committee member of Area 9, committee member of Area 16, plus all the GSRs in Zone D. Hold your voice down, please. All the GSRs in Area 4, all the GSRs in Area 10, to the rear with Clarence Roberts. Group 4, Jim O'Brien, meet him right over here. Committee member of Zone D. Committee member of Area 4. Committee member of Area 10. All the GSRs in Zone C. All the GSRs in Area 3. All the GSRs in Area 9. All the GSRs in Area 16. Jim O'Brien over here. Group number five of Lewis Mulherin will meet over here, and would you please take your places as I call your names to my left. Committee member of Zone E. E as in easy. Committee member, Area 5. Committee member, Area 11. All the GSRs in Zone B. B as in Baker. All the GSRs in Area 2. All the GSRs in Area 8. All the GSRs in Area 15. The Lewis Mulherin over here. The last group will meet in room 834 with Gene Price. And will you please come forward in front of the rostrum and meet with Gene Price. Committee member, Zone F. Committee member, Area 6. Committee member of Area 12. All the GSRs in Zone A. All the GSRs in Area 1. All the GSRs in Area 7. All the GSRs in Area 14. Now, these group leaders have this letter. They have this list. If you have any doubts, come up and get the information from Lillian Arnold. On some of these subjects. So it makes us realize that we are seeking information, we are eager for knowledge, and we're eager to share this with one another. And for this, I am grateful, and I'm grateful to you for your interest. And I hope that next May, when we meet, that the 2 hours that's devoted to the workshop, that we can put in at least an hour and 45 minutes of it in a real constructive manner. In moving around this morning and in calling the roll, we lost about 15 to 20 minutes. But for alcoholics, this ain't bad. And I think we got most of it back in here, and this is good. So now, in the 30 minutes that was allotted, we have 15 minutes in which time to give the group leaders a chance to give a brief summary of what was discussed in their group meetings and what they would like to share with us. So I'm going to call first on the first delegate from the state of Georgia, Neely Daniels.
That's not what he told me. Don't call on the oldest. I got that from Budger for 4 years. I don't want it again. We had a real good meeting. And we decided that we liked this little group getting together. It meant so much more than somebody up here talking to all of you out there. We liked it. And my summary is very brief. We thought that if people were not interested in this work, it was because they were not informed. That's what Joe said just now. And that we could sum up what we talked about and what we decided in the words, all working together. Thank you.
Thank you, Neely. Not the next oldest, but in seniority, I believe would be Jim O'Brien, who was our third delegate from the state of Georgia. Jim?
Hi, everybody. We had a very good meeting. We were over in that corner over there, and we touched on many, many subjects. Not only what were the questions, the four questions, of course we brought those up too, and like Bob said, we stepped on maybe a few toes. But our conclusion was that if we, the General Service Representative, will have meetings of their particular group, and not try to take up maybe 45 minutes or an hour of their report. As to start, of course, let me say this first, that it came to the point where there was very few of the representatives that realized that their own particular members of their group were informed about the Georgia Assembly or headquarters. And it was also decided that most of these meetings were mighty boring to a good many of the members that didn't understand. So the conclusion was that we should take up maybe 10 or 15 minutes of certain meetings and start an educational program to the different groups so it wouldn't be a boring starting off. And after, maybe they were educated up to a certain extent so they would realize what the Georgia Assembly was and what the headquarters was, that they would be glad to listen to a report from these different two organizations. Now, that has to be done, in our opinion, in short meetings. I think it was decided that if we maybe start off with maybe just an announcement at each meeting, just a few minutes at a time, until they were more educated towards what consists of Alcoholics Anonymous. Because most of them, as we know, just think about Alcoholics Anonymous as their little small group. They have no, they're not educated towards what the rest of the world is doing about alcoholism. And I think we didn't answer many of these questions, but I think we had a good round table discussion that I think a good, mighty, some mighty fine ideas were brought out. And I think it was a very educational meeting, and I think it's on the right track by having these little small meetings, and I think we'll accomplish more in that way. I thank you.
Thank you, Jim. I believe our next delegate would be Lewis Mulhern, who is our number four delegate, weren't you, Lewis? I believe you were.
Well, Mr. Chairman and President, National Delegate, Madam Secretary, I'm trying to be formal now. My brain's not working right now. I'd like to summon something like this. We had a very, very inspiring meeting. I was particularly pleased with the lively and outspoken, you know, people saying what they thought. Most inspiring. I want to pay thanks to Jerry McCracken over there because my mind broke down and he took over very graciously. I know one thing, I didn't think I could get over here. And I heard Bob Ross, we invited him down to our group December the 30th, and he inspired me very much. And I made a rash promise that I'd be over here. I never thought I'd be here, but I did. I got here. So I'm doubly inspired. I'm just as happy as a lark to be with you and to receive this renewal of strength. God bless you all.
Thank you, Lewis, and we're grateful to you for coming. We know that it isn't easy in your state of health, and we know that as long as you're able to go, that AA will come first, and you'll make every effort to do all that you can to continue to carry this message as you have so ably done over the years. Now, the next group we'd like to hear from is group number three, and that is moderated by Clarence Roberts, who is the fifth delegate from the state of Georgia. Clarence?
I was wondering about the applause. I'm Clarence Robbins, and I'm an alcoholic. I kind of viewed this meeting this morning kind of like I did when I went to school. When I went to school, we used to, in arithmetic, they would give us a problem, and then we would work out the answer. And I think under the new system that they teach today, they give you the answer, and you work out the problem. And I think a lot of us had some answers, but we had to work on some problems that we got. And I, too, like all of the rest of the people who've been up here this morning, was very inspired by the response that we got. I think that the committeemen that we had in session with us this morning all are doing the job that they're supposed to do and trying to do a good job at it and are real enthusiastic about it. I found that all the GSRs that were in our meeting are enthusiastic about doing their job, but a lot of them are, as like somebody said a few minutes ago, are a little reluctant sometimes to bring these things up before a group meeting because they think maybe the group does not want to hear it. And we had some good suggestions from everybody in the room about how to do it and when to bring it about. And I believe, and I'd like to congratulate Bob on starting this thing. I believe that if we start now and continue to have these meetings, that we can work out any problems that we got and it will not only inspire the GSRs and the committeemen who attend these meetings, but also this will overspill into the groups and we get more people interested in the whole of AA. We have a tendency, and I speak mostly from experience in my own area rather than other areas, we have a tendency to think of this as a one legacy program, the 12 steps, and it is not. It's a three legacy program. And we have the one that we're working on today, which is service. And I have found nothing more satisfying since I have been in Alcoholics Anonymous than trying to serve. And I think if you'll go back to your groups as GSRs and as committeemen with the intention of serving, regardless of whether you get knocked down or get a little criticism every once in a while, it won't hurt you. It hadn't hurt me. And I get young every day. You can look at me and tell that. If you'll go back, that you'll not only do yourself some good and find out your sobriety is much better, but that you'll also find that you'll inspire others in your group who will follow you and that this program will be more interested in what we're interested in. And let me say this and then I'll quit. I don't want to take too long. But what we're interested in and what our biggest problem in Alcoholics Anonymous today is not getting new members. God, we got a million drunk. But our biggest problem is keeping the members we got. We're having too many disappear. They come in, they get sober and happy, and they're gone. And we've got to do it through the state assembly and through the general service office and through our own local groups and in our own areas of keeping the members we got interested enough so they'll want to come back and come back and come back and love this program as much as we do. Thank you.
Thank you, Clarence. I believe our next leader was a moderator of Group 6, and that was handled by alternate delegate Gene Price. Gene?
Thank you, Joe. Maybe us, we who met for the 6th group, discuss mostly something a little bit different. I don't know. I didn't know too much about it anyway. But we discussed mostly, I outlined with the GSRs and the area committeemen of what it says on the front of this paper that Bob sent me. And then we went into discussions between each other. If any GSR or area committeeman had anything to say to each other with help AA as a whole, and we got very, very good response from that. And I think the members of this panel gathered a whole lot of information, as well as myself, that I did not know. I have to admit that. And first thing I did is apologize for not being one of the best area committeemen in the state of Georgia while I was area committeeman. I did get a few little remarks about that from some of the people in our area, and I don't have to tell you it hurt a little, but yeah, I got out of it okay. But I expressed my feelings about it, that you should help that fellow more than anyone else and stay behind him and try to get him to understand that this is a group therapy and a family sickness, and we need to all work together and none pull apart. And the things that we discussed mostly, it was that we have wonderful GSRs here today, and I am grateful for this great crowd. It's just tremendous. I remember when we come up here and it'd be 20 or 25 sitting out there on Sunday morning for the first part of the session. We'd have 40 to 50 to the meeting on Saturday night, but we had a full house last night, and you see the Al-Anon's right in here today, and this room is near about full to capacity. It is wonderful to know that you are taking an interest in it. And I first want to tell Bob how proud I am to serve under him. I'm quite sure that Bob and I see eye to eye in AA, and there's no other way to see. You cannot see any other way except together. We will pull together with your help, and I know you're going to give it to us, and we're going to give you us. That's all we got. We got us in AA to deliver. But we said, we had 100 participation, 100%. And I was today, according to all the people, when they have Lord, we had to bring in more chairs to sit. I know all the area committee members there. I didn't call the GSRs by name, but we really had a wonderful participation in our meeting. And the main thing that I want to stress to this group right now is this. And that's not taking anything away from anybody that's here, but we have plenty of people at home that are good GSR material and good area committee material, and I was surprised to find out this morning that the groups are helping, are sending their members, GSRs and area committee members, especially GSRs, to this group and helping in the expenses. Now, there's people that want to come that don't see that their budget will let them come. They are just as good as GSRs as you and I, and I would like for you to carry this home with you, think it over, and see if you can help in any way to help a fella. If he don't want it, he'll endorse that check and turn it right back into your group, and that is good. I'll assure you there's some that would, but I'll assure you there's some that need it and that would take it. I went and talked to a group not long ago, the first time in my life I've ever accepted a nickel from a speaking engagement, and it was a long ways away from home, and I wouldn't accept anything, but I went up to pay my hotel bill, it was paid. There's nothing I could do about it, but I think that we need to do this, and we need to take it very seriously, and if you are like some groups as well as ours, you have money in the bank drawing interest, that's not where it's supposed to be. You need to take the money, you need to keep it circulating in AA, and keep it moving and doing things for the General Service Office, for the GS, General Assembly here in Macon, or the State Convention. I mentioned that, and I'll have something I'm probably to say about the convention later on, so I won't say anything about that. But I'll tell you one thing, the things that I heard in our discussion this morning, it has lightened me up, and I have a few years of sobriety. I heard men that don't have nothing like sobriety I got bring things up that I needed, and I really and truly took it in. It helped Gene, and I'm quite sure if these things keep on, it will help each and every person that comes. We did not get to the fourth step at all, the one that Bob said were so important, but we have other times, and we will get to that next time. I'm quite sure this is a good start here for Bob. I'm quite sure he's going to make a good delegate. I'm quite sure you're going to participate in it, and you're going to get something out of it, and AA is going to continue to grow in the state of Georgia. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gene. Appreciate it. Money earning interest.
The only interest our money earns down there is from the banker about our overdrafts. There's no saying, if you haven't tried it, don't knock it. If you're not having monthly district or zone meetings, or at least bi-monthly meetings, try it, please. If you're having difficulty giving your reports to the group when you return, it's usually for one of two reasons. Some of the groups still do not have a closed meeting. You're meeting once a week, it's an open meeting. Some of you are meeting twice a week, and they're both open meetings. You do not have an opportunity to learn, to study, and to grow in this program by having 1 hour a week in which you can study the 12 steps, learn what they're trying to tell us, and take the benefit and the experience and the sharing of the older members and put these tools of sobriety to work for us so that we can learn to live without having to go back to drinking. And this is done at closed meetings. Now, if your group has a closed meeting, I don't see why you cannot have a few minutes in which to give the report from the State Assembly. You were elected to represent your group, to express the voice of the conscience of your group, the wishes and desires, to seek solutions to problems you may have. And if you're honest and conscientious and grateful for the privilege of serving, you will want to fulfill your duties and responsibilities. When you go back to your group, if you are not recognized, if you are not afforded the opportunity to give a report, ask for it. Say, may I please have a few minutes to make an announcement? Don't tell me you're going to make a report. Sneak in there with an announcement. You have to do this sometimes. Kind of slip in the back door or the side door. Many ways we have to go about getting this job done, but just so long as we get it done and don't offend people. So start your closed meetings, give your reports at the closed meetings, and you will find that when people become informed and when they get a little knowledge about what's going on, they are interested and they are concerned and they want more knowledge and more information. They begin to realize that AA doesn't end and begin right here in the little group down in Podunk. That AA is a little larger than this. They begin to realize the scope, the vastness, the worldwide movement, how powerful this fellowship is, the most powerful fellowship that God ever let exist on the face of this earth, is the love that is expressed in Alcoholics Anonymous. I believe if you committee members will assume your responsibility, that this assembly will grow and the knowledge of AA in Georgia will grow tremendously. It takes time to get things done, and we are awfully impatient, particularly those of us who have an opportunity to try to do a few things. But I honestly feel that if you as a committed member will take it upon yourself to assume the responsibility that you have accepted, and that you personally contact every GSR in your district or zone, and that you talk and make plans to have them here, present at our workshop and our assembly meetings, and make every effort to get your GSRs here, they will be here. Also make it known to them that we want them to bring the alternate with them. Let these people that are going to come up after us come and see what's going on here. Let them get a little knowledge, a little information. They'll go back home and they'll be on fire with what they've heard up here. The eyes and the ears will be open. And then that joker is going to be on your side of the fence. He's going to be pulling for you. He's going to want you to give a report. He's going to have more information and to come back with you. But the other reason for having an alternate is, in the event that some emergency happens on Saturday night or Sunday morning and you cannot get here, a phone call to your alternate will assure you and us that your group will be represented here at the assembly. If you are a committee member, you ought to be here and you ought to have every GSR or his or her alternate with you this morning. If you haven't, please try to bring them back to our assembly in May. As Clarence said a while ago, Alcoholics Anonymous has three legacies: the legacy of recovery, which is for us, the individual alcoholic, based on the 12 suggested steps of our program. The second legacy is unity. And this is based upon the 12 traditions of Alcoholics Anonymous, whereby we as a group can become and remain united, where we can have a meeting place, a door through which we can extend the hand of help to the still suffering alcoholic. You cannot do this with bickering, resentments, and cliques. The group has to become united. How do you become united? By studying the 12 traditions and putting them to work within your own groups. And our third legacy is that of service. Service to one and service to the whole. That completes this cycle, and it's a circle that never ends, around and around. We go right back to this morning when we wake up as sober alcoholics, and we start all over again today, trying to live today to the best of our ability to serve our God and our fellow man. I am very grateful to you for your interest, your concern, your presence here this morning. We need you. We want you to encourage others to come and to share in this with us. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much for sharing. And now we're going to stand and be dismissed with the Lord's Prayer. And I want you back here at 12:55 so we can start promptly at 1 o'clock. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.